Growing Up, our brand new resource for churches and parents, is out now! Woohoo! With Sunday school sessions, training videos, podcast episodes for parents, and one for the whole family. All there to help our children navigate the confusion, filter the messages they're surrounded by, and hear God's good story. All our Growing Up resources point to the Heavenly Father who loves our children even more than we do and has the answer to their biggest questions about who they are and how to live. Together, as families and churches, we can support each other to start good conversations about bodies, gender, and marriage, so our children can grow up hearing God's good story. Head over to the website faithinkids.org and find out all the details about Growing Up.
Happy Christmas. We're so close you can touch it. Welcome to our fourth and final episode. We have loved this ride. Thanks for coming with us. This series is all about Come Along Christmas. I'm Ed.
And I'm Jam. You can't just nearly touch it. You can smell it. Christmas has some amazing smells. And talking of smells, we're talking about a stable. Let's bring our families into the stable to meet Jesus, the Son of God, lying in the trough in the itchy hay.
We're finding out how he ended up with the animals, meeting all those brilliant, ordinary men and women in each episode who God used to get Jesus there.
So, Ed, have you been listening? I hope so, because you've been talking. Are you ready to take my Remember the Ordinary test?
I hope so.
Who was ordinary in episode one?
A girl called Mary.
Absolutely. In episode two, featured which ordinary man?
A young man called Joseph.
That's right. Keep going. Episode three, which ordinary blokes were in episode three?
They're my absolute favourites. Shout out who they are. The simple shepherds.
That's right. And don't forget the amazing angels. Nothing ordinary about them. They turned up in the darkness and the darkness went away and it was very, very bright.
And today we're with the wonderful wise men. Perhaps they had fancy hats, they certainly had big brains, but they were still dead ordinary.
And we're still keeping this series super simple for our youngest listeners because we hope they're enjoying the Come Along Christmas Advent calendar with
the stickers!
Who doesn't love stickers? Anyone who tells you they're not, they're lying. But even if you don't have the calendar or the stickers, or if you're older,
like a massive 8-year-old or even an aged 12-year-old, you're so welcome.
The ancient 12-year-olds are very welcome. We hope you'll love joining in. Come along Christmas.
Jam, have you got a whip around question for us? Because we want one.
Here we go. Is there anywhere your parents have been that you wish you could have followed them there? Ed, have you got one of those?
I remember when I was very small, my dad went to Canada. And I remember feeling like, you're doing what? And he brought back a t-shirt and everything, and it had come from America.
So exciting. My dad went to Canada too, and I only just discovered that the other day. Like when he was 18 or 19, he went to Canada. Incredible. I also discovered that my mum went to Switzerland. Switzerland sounds amazing and incredible. She didn't go when it was cold and Christmassy. She went in the summer when it was glorious and sunny. And I've never been to Switzerland. I would love to go to Switzerland. So is there anywhere your parents have been that you wish you could have followed them there?
would you love to follow your parents too? Because the wise men, they followed the star. They did it. Wherever it went, they went.
And we should hear more about that story now. So here's our reading from the Bible.
Our reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1, 2 and 11.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked,
"Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh.
Jam, I just need some fun facts. We love them. Please, fun fact us in a festive, ordinary way.
These are the fun facts, the incredible, extraordinarily ordinary fun facts. In the story, we heard that the men from the east came with presents. They gave Jesus presents. And this is the time we're thinking about the thing under which you find presents. Where do you find the presents, Ed?
Under the Christmas tree.
So in the average year in the UK, about 7 million ordinary Christmas trees are sold, probably 6 to 7 feet high. So that's a bit higher than the average man. And that tree is probably 10 to 12 years old. So it might be older than you. So do you know what? Show that tree some respect because it's older than you. And that tree is probably a Nordman fir. That's the most popular kind of Christmas tree in the UK. 8 out of 10 trees are Nordman firs. The needles are lush, they're dark green, and they don't fall off very easily. And they're symmetrical, which means they aren't lumpy or lopsided.
Did you say 7 million in the UK, Jam?
7 million trees, that's right. But here's an extraordinary tree. The world's tallest ever Christmas tree stood in a shopping centre in Seattle, in America, in December 1950. It was 67.36 metres high. That's taller than the Leaning Tower of Pisa, or 3/4 the height of the bell tower of Big Ben. That's a very big Christmas tree.
Jam, that's dangerously big.
Vast, enormous. Maybe that's why it hasn't been done since 1950, because they thought, I don't think this is a very safe or a good idea. I don't think we'll do that again.
I have so many questions. How did they get it into the middle of a shopping centre? Who got to put the star on top? And how dangerous was it putting lights on it?
You'd need a helicopter to put a star on top of that thing, wouldn't you? And imagine putting the lights on. Nightmare. You'd need lumberjacks up that tree. But anyway, that's the extraordinary tree. But the ordinary tree, 7 million of them, 6 or 7 feet high, probably 10 to 12 years old. That's the ordinary tree.
Jam, thank you. Thank you for Christmas tree ordinary extraordinary fun facts. Little children often follow their parents wherever they go. Around the supermarket, into the kitchen, or even they've been known to go into the loo with mum. Children go wherever their parents go. That's where we started. I wanted to go to Canada and Jam wants to go to Switzerland. That first Christmas, there were wonderful wise men. Always thinking, always looking, studying the stars. They lived far away from where Jesus was born. One day they saw a new star. It was moving. So they packed their bags, loaded up their camels, perhaps their donkeys, or even their horses. They made some sandwiches, because you never leave on a long journey without sandwiches, and they set out to follow the star. Wherever the star went, they followed. They travelled for days and weeks, maybe even months. They were far from home, but they didn't stop following the star. Wherever it went, the wonderful wise men followed. The star led them to a little village called Bethlehem. And you've got to know who was there. They found Jesus. They knew he was their king, so they gave him incredible expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Amazing gifts fit for a king. They even bowed down and worshipped him. That is not the normal way to say hello to a child. If you were to ever try it, you'd get some very odd looks. But Jesus was no ordinary child. Jesus is God's promised king. And he is still the king worth searching for. Just like the wise men followed the star, just like I wanted to follow my dad to Canada, when we realise who this baby is, we want to follow him. I don't mean we walk behind him or go to places where he went, because he doesn't live on earth anymore. He is now on his throne in heaven, in God's palace where we can't see him. But be clear, Jesus is there. And he is alive today, ruling as the king he is. When we follow Jesus, we are choosing to listen to what he said in the Bible. We're choosing to trust him, to love him, even to do what he says. Jesus has promised to give every follower his spirit to help us to follow him. Because it's not always easy to be more like Jesus as we follow him. Come on, pack your sandwiches. Let's follow Jesus. Let me pray. Dear Father God in heaven, thank you for the wonderful wise men. Thank you they followed the star to find Jesus. Thank you that we can worship Jesus and follow him today, just like the wise men did. Amen.
Amen. As always, lots to talk about in Ed Scott Questions.
I hope you're going to chat in your families. It's the best part. If you're under five, how did the wise men find Jesus? What did they follow? Fives to sevens. Why did the wise men give Jesus such expensive presents? 8s to 11s, what do you think is a really good reason to follow Jesus? Over 11s, what does it mean for someone of your age to worship Jesus today?
Have a chat about that and you can press pause and chat for as long as you like. But we're going to carry on. Those questions will be at the end. We're going to have a sketch now and imagine the moment that the wise men first saw that incredible moving star. Actually, you don't need to imagine it because here's a sketch with that very thing.
Time for bed.
But it's still early.
No, it isn't. It's late. It's dark.
But I've got this great new telescope to look at the stars. Look at them. There's the Great Bear and Orion and, oh, look, I've never seen that one before.
Actually, I think that's just a bit of dust on the window. The stars will be there tomorrow night, and the night after that, and every night. And you're meant to be a wise man, not a grumpy, tired man. Do the smart thing and go to bed.
Oh, I suppose. I've looked across the whole night sky. I mean, stars are amazing. But it's just another ordinary night, with nothing in particular happening.
Wait, what's that?
What's what?
Over there. That's not on the window. That's a new star. See it?
I'll look through the telescope.
You don't need to. You can see it with your eyes. Is this an angel?
It could be, but no. It's definitely a star.
That is no ordinary star. It's moving.
Like it's calling us to follow.
But it's time for bed.
I can feel a road trip coming on. I'll call the others. We'll go and follow this extraordinary star. It might be a sign that something amazing is happening.
Is it pointing to that country where the Israelites live? What on earth could be happening there that would cause this kind of star?
That's what I'm going to find out. Right, I need to pack. I'll need food, my catapult, maybe a map of some kind, and board games for those long dark nights.
When you should be sleeping. Why don't you do that first thing in the morning?
Yes. First thing. And then, road trip. I love a road trip. Road trip time.
Our light has come, the wait is over. A new day has begun. Our light has come. Our light has come. Our fear is gone, our doubt has ended. The night makes way for dawn. Our light has come. Our light has come.
Has come by Dumb Rocks. Thank you very much to Jeremy, who wrote that song, and also for letting us use it. Make it a Dumb Rocks Christmas. Links in the show notes. Go and find out more how you can listen to all of the brilliant songs on that album.
Ah, Jam, we're done. And that means we get to leave our listeners to enjoy their Christmas. Maybe it's possible you're listening to this one after Christmas, because strictly speaking, the wise men did come after Christmas. We don't mind when you listen to it. But please, our prayer is that this Christmas, you enjoy remembering the first Christmas all these years later. Jam, have a fantastic Christmas. Jesus loves you.
Thank you very much. Have a really great new year. And in the new year, next year, there will be more podcasts, and I can't wait to bring them to you. Speak to you next time. Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. If you're under five, how did the wise men find Jesus? What did they follow? Fives to sevens. Why did the wise men give Jesus such expensive presents? Eights to elevens. What do you think is a really good reason to follow Jesus? Over elevens. What does it mean for someone of your age to worship Jesus today?